This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Well,
impromptu Dave ranks.
Oh.
With a pen. With my hand.
It's like a wind chime.
With the top of the pen.
Oh.
Try with my vape.
With your vape.
That's a good bang.
It's like the Angelus.
I'll try it with the plastic bottle. It's going to be underwhelming. You ready for underwhelming sounds?
And then against the table. Here we go. No, wait, hold up.
Don't dent the bottle.
Beautiful. I hope you enjoyed this impromptu Dave Ranks. I was just seeing if it was a goer. It's not.
Thank you, guys.
You're all right, Emma.
I got distracted there by...
Who's texting you?
Darren Rice.
Darren Rice is our friend from a radio station that we used to work in.
He's looking for an urgent thing that's just landed. Okay, guys, can we leave it there for today?
We can.
Ta-ra.
Ta-ra.
Let's go. Turn up.
Spin.
All I need is Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. What's going on? How are we? Welcome to Wednesday, middle of the week. Happy days. We're flying through it. Speaking of flying, what's the story with the birds this summer? Are they like extremely loud for anyone else, or is it just around my area?
I can't say I've noticed them.
Have you not?
Genuinely
okay,
not.
Okay, it must be just around my area because I don't know what's going on.
The gulls near me be mad.
They genuinely sound like pterodactyls.
They're screaming.
My only bird observation is when I was on the island over the weekend, the seagulls are very different over there. They're not as big.
Really?
Yeah, they've not been as spoiled by people's chips, I don't think,
Cushy
or
seagulls.
Whatever. Yeah.
Well, I'd say,
they're in better shape.
They're not as feral because it's obviously, like when they're in the city, there's so much rubbish for them to
get. Yeah,
they're as big as you, Callum. They're ginormous. They're so big.
You're calling me big?
No, for a bird, yeah, you're massive.
You can't see that as an insult, Callum. He's
so
literally
ginormous.
No. If you were a bird, you would be.
But if a seagull was the size of me, I'd be absolutely massive seagull. Do you know what I mean?
I'd love to know what they're like. If you were to take our Dublin seagulls and turn them into people, what would they look like? Do you know what I mean?
Would
they look like personal trainers with the chests out? Do you know
I'd
what
say
mean?
The Inish Boffins one would. These lads look like couch potatoes.
Really, do you think?
Oh my God, you joke me. Give me a chip. Give me a chip.
They're very fat.
I'd like to see a seagull in like an Adidas Tech tracksuit or something.
Yeah,
like that's proper the vibe, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because like their diet should be fish.
But
they're eating burgers.
I don't think I've ever seen it this bad before. Like I probably check the tapes. I probably say this at the same time every single year. But I can't sleep with the window open because come 4 a.m., 5 a.m., it's bright out. The seagulls are
and they're gulls, are they?
Oh yeah, it's gulls.
They're rat mines.
Yeah,
they've no business being rat mines.
No, they don't. We've no chips.
I know.
We only have acai bowls. What use is that to you?
Never mind. They've no business in rat mines. They're not by the sea. We don't have any chips out
here.
Exactly. Summer's number one hit music station. How are you, Emma, Dave, and Fiona?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you listening. My God. Hey, the World Cup is obviously over again, and even I need to rub it in. Bereft without it. Yeah,
There's nothing going on.
Yeah, it is funny. Thank God we have another few days of Love Island, and then honestly, that is it.
I haven't even watched in days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of nice that you've got to kind of feed off, though. You better get it caught up before the final.
I have no interest in the final at all. It's the worst week.
I
want to see a few things, but anyway, go on.
Just very quickly, the Grafties were last night. You know, those are the worst
they
do.
Will I rewatch it?
A lot of drama.
Great, perfect, say no more. I'll watch it later on.
But on the back of the World Cup being over, the papers are still doing their bits to keep people clicking. And you know what? I was caught this morning because an article was published about the biggest World Cup advertising earners in terms of celebrities, okay?
Oh, right.
People who made a killing off
people
advertising.
People who did ads.
Exactly. So number one on the list.
Oh, let me see if I can guess this. Is it Harry Kane?
No, and I would say that anyone that is on this list is not currently playing with the World Cup, right? This is
It's 100% David Beckham.
Yeah, 100% David Beckham. Spot on. Well done. In Euro, they're estimating that he earned 22.3 mil from advertising throughout the World Cup itself.
That's
okay?
Nuts. He didn't even have to do much. Like, he was on a couple of McDonald's cups.
He was on loads. He totally sold out. He was with everyone.
Oh, well, he always does. But I mean, he doesn't ever have to do that much. Like, he just kind of sits there in front of camera.
I was seeing a lot of people online saying, if you are watching the football in the States, like on Fox or NBC or whatever it was on, he was on the ad break at least twice every ad break.
So they know who he is, but...
Yeah, David Beckham is one of the biggest football brands in the world.
Totally. I know that, but you just wouldn't think Yanks know him.
I suppose. At this stage, though, after living there for so long and playing football over there.
Was it before he had the club
there? Played at Miami, yeah.
Yeah.
And
was it LA Galaxy as well?
Yes. LA Galaxy was that he owns Miami, I think. Yeah. He's part owns it.
But even the kids, like Brooklyn and all, they're such a famous family over there now with his relationship with Nicola Peltz and everything. But 22.3 million, he was working for the likes of Bank of America, Lay's, Home Depot, McDonald's, Adidas, and more. All right. So the World Cup, one of the biggest advertising events. Brands are spending millions on celebrities to meet, like, obviously global audience.
Yeah.
Billions of people are tuning in. They're running extra ad breaks.
It's the biggest sport in the world, so it's easy to pick people out advertise with.
So the other top earners, can you have a guess at anyone on the list? And I'll talk you through it.
They're not playing.
Not playing.
Ronaldinho.
Nope.
Ronaldo, as in the other Ronaldo.
No.
Brazilian Ronaldo.
No, think celebrity rather than footballer.
Tom Brady.
No, not there. Shakira comes in second at 17.6 million. She was involved in kind of different types of advertising throughout, but obviously the halftime show made her a lot of money as well.
I love the way she's making money off this. I'm just so happy. Everything she does, I'm just like, well done.
She's
so synonymous
with the World Cup brand as a whole now.
Yeah. She's done so many songs for them.
It means PK can never watch a World Cup final because he just knows she's popping up.
Yes, actually. Isn't he the guy who did her jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So Justin Bieber, speaking of halftime performances, brought in 14.1 mil for that.
Did he?
Terrible rendition of Everything
Was he doing advertising or did he just get paid for that?
According to this article, they only cite him as his earning was from appearing and I suppose promoting the halftime show and
getting
people watching for that.
Would you be if you were BTS? Because like you have to split it seven ways.
Yeah, that's true actually. Timothy Chalamet, he worked with Adidas throughout the campaign, brought in 14.1 million as well. Lisa from Blackpink, she did some sponsorships and performances and she brought K-pop fans into the tournament. Kim Kardashian did some ads. She's kind of been branding herself as a soccer mom for the last few years. One of her kids is big into the Premier League and shows flying around the world. Bringing him to games, she brought in over 9 million. Madonna brought in a few quid.
I was going to say, is Madonna on the list? But that's only because she performed, obviously.
She performed 4.7 mil, but it was a smaller performance than the others.
So Brazilian Ronaldo and Ronaldinho got in that car for no reason. They didn't not even make the top 10 list.
4.7 million and she was on screen for like 2 minutes.
I think it was pre-recorded as well.
The majority of it was, yeah.
Was it?
There was a bit right at the start where like a drone flew into the stadium and she was in the car, but that very looked like studio heavy, and then right at the end the car drove out onto the pitch and that was live. But I'd say the majority of that was a pre-wreck.
Okay, last two. We were talking at the time about how petty this ad was, that Brooklyn Beckham basically was poking fun at his family and the whole feud at the beginning of the World Cup, saying that he had tickets but he didn't want to go because it's complicated and it's obviously a DoorDash ad. I don't want these tickets. The gifts that have come from David, he kind of had left down on the table, no interest. The DoorDash ad brought him in.
This is an ad.
We were talking about it at the time.
I'd never heard of this ad. So you're saying that there is an ad for DoorDash where Brooklyn gets gifted tickets by David and says no to them. It's saying it's complicated.
It's alluding to the fact that the tickets came from David and he said no to them.
That's horrible.
Mate, we talked about this on the show.
I think Dave may have been on holiday.
There's no way in hell I was here.
The World Cup because Marty was on.
I have never heard of that.
Before the World Cup.
Oh my God, no, it was a mad ass.
That is horrendous.
Yeah, making out that
such a melt, Brooklyn. Yeah,
1.2 mil he made off the back of that family feud and by berating his parents publicly. And finally, we love to see it. Susan Boyle made some bank during
the World Cup. No,
she did. She starred in Aaron Brew's, it was very kind of humorous, funny ad.
Oh, she is Scottish, isn't she?
Made in Scotland from Girders campaign. And she brought home, fair play to her, 590 grand.
Well done,
go on, Susan. Now go and watch that ad, Dave. You'll get angry. Actually, don't. She'll be angry for the whole show.
The rest of the show. I said a couple of weeks ago that if you had a twin and you were an adult, you needed to grow up.
Yeah, you did.
Because if you're 40 and you go, this is my twin brother, I'm instantly like, grow up.
Yeah, that was very funny.
That is for children.
I enjoyed that.
But I kind of got it back on me a couple of weeks ago because I was listening to Young Hot Guys podcast and Shane Dan Byrne said, if you're an adult and you have a granny, grow up. Oh,
excuse me, Shane Dan Byrne.
You're like 30 years old and you're like, I'm going to go over to see my nana. Do you know what I mean? He's like, grow up.
Oh my God, stop. How dare you?
And I kind of was like, you know what? Absolutely fair, because my granny is my best friend in the whole world.
No, you're lying, because my granny's my best friend in the whole world. You're wrong. My granny's my best friend. But we can both have the same truth, I guess.
Yes, I know. That is true.
We are two people who are weirdly obsessed with our grannies.
And rightly the so. They are the best. But I'm starting to get everyone else in my life to realise that she's also the best. And I'll talk about her all the time. And by the way, whenever I talk about her, someone in my family is listening and they'll go and tell her. Please don't tell her.
Because she doesn't like that.
I want her to continue being my best friend, but also I will continue to use her for content. So do not tell her. But she's in a nursing home at the moment, right? And not for the moment, she's in the nursing home.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend's mom was in the same nursing home visiting someone there yesterday. And she texted me and she said, you're always talking about your granny. Can I go in and meet her?
Oh, that's so lovely.
Obviously,
Dave.
I'm not there, but I was just like, of course you can.
Yeah,
I was
like, she'd be 100%. Like, she'd be, in, say
yeah,
hi.
100%. And I was like, the only thing is she's probably in mass at the moment in the chapel. Yeah. I was like, so she might be a while because it was like 11:30 when she's like, no problem, I have no problem waiting.
So, just for context, this is your girlfriend's mum. Is in the nursing home visiting someone and wants to meet your lovely granny.
Exactly.
Isn't that class?
Because I'm always talking about her.
Oh, that's unreal, Dave.
And so she waits and she says to reception, you know, what's the story? I won't name her, but where is Dave's granny or whatever? Oh, she's in mass. She's usually the last out.
Oh, bless her.
Because she's
praying,
like,
for you, trying to sort you out.
Exactly. She likes to stay in there for a while. And
how many candles do you need today, Father?
So she waits for her and granny comes out and she kind of goes up to her as she comes out of the chapel. And she's like, hiya, I'm, you know, whatever, I'm Pippa's mom.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, David and Pippa or whatever. And she's like, oh my God. And she's like, do you want to see the room? And she brings Pippa's mom down to the room.
Yeah.
And Katrina just kind of chats to her for a while.
I love it.
And I'm just like, this is really bizarre because I'm not there.
You're sitting at home and you're probably
so
like,
lovely.
Until it's over and you can get the goss. No, you're on edge.
I'm not in any way on edge because
edge. I'm not in a bad way, but you're like,
Pippa
this
was.
Is weird.
Pippa was.
Oh,
she,
really?
Pippa was freaked. She was just like, oh God, what's she going to say to her? But like, she's the loveliest person in the world. The two of them are. They're so great.
Onto your granny and get the goss?
I did. So I was chatting to Pippa's mom after and she was like, oh, she's amazing. She has your smile and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, that's very cute. But Pippa's mom went into the shop in the actual nursing home and the woman behind the nursing home till got Pippa's mom to volunteer for a couple of hours every couple of days in the nursing home.
What?
She's walking out with a job.
Sorry, what? Yeah.
She went into the shop just to get something and then your woman was like, you should volunteer. And Pippa's mom was like, all right.
Met your granny, visited who she needed to visit, met your granny and got a gig.
That's it.
Successful trip to the nursing
home
all around.
I rang granny. I was like, how was that? Did you get on? She was like, she's lovely. She's so nice. And she's so young looking. And
it is weird when these two people who mean something to you meet and you're not there to witness it. Like the weirdest thing that happened was when Jack and I were in Thailand, his parents who live in England came and stayed in our place for a week to mind the dog.
Yeah.
But then they were heading down to West Cork and they swung into my parents to drop the dog. But the weirdest thing was then when we checked our phone one day in Thailand and there's a selfie of the four parents together at my parents' house having lunch and it was just like, that's so weird.
That's cute.
Do you know that kind of way?
So like, is that your example of like families meeting without you knowing?
Yeah, we were both like, oh, that's so weird.
I just think it's funny, isn't it? Mm. Like families meeting. Pippa was there like, and she was like, oh God, is your mom going to think this is so weird that my mom's going to? And I was like, not at all. She'd be
buzzing.
They were over the moon. Yeah, just so cute. I love the family meeting. It's very cute.
You know, you're serious now, bye.
That's it.
When Pippa's mother's in meeting your granny, things are pretty serious around here.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Oh, welcome. Oh. The third one was crap.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think maybe I try to do something different.
Out of time.
I don't know. I always think that sometimes when Emma's off, all the time when Emma's off, I sit in her seat. Because obviously I have to do the buttons.
Mm.
And it sounds much better coming from your seat than it does from mine.
As in your headphones when you hear the claps, it sounds better. Yeah, like I didn't see much of an issue with that. I think we were slightly off time in the third, but it's nothing to be upset about, guys. Yeah. I think it's okay.
It's all right. Whatever Emma hears is what goes out to the people.
So as and everything Emma hears is
perfection.
Oh my God, beautiful.
Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. Who's on to play?
It's Kieran this morning. Hello.
I love it when you ring me back. I love it.
How are you, Kieran?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Yeah, great form. Thanks. What's the crack?
Kieran, have you heard this game before?
Oh, I have. I'm a big fan of your show. You should know this.
Okay, good. I'm very glad to hear that. And what's the plan for you for the rest of the day, Kieran? Are you in work or what are you doing?
I'm literally on the way to work. I just parked up in the shop there because I thought you were going to ring me back. So.
Very good. Love that. Love that. You had a good intuition.
What did you get in the shop, Brecky?
Just a packet of sodas and that's it.
Oh, no. Do you have a sore throat?
I just had a feeling that you were going to ring me back, so I stopped at the shop.
Very good, to get soothers specifically to celebrate us calling you back.
Yeah, just because I'm a talkative man, you know.
Yeah, I was about to say he wants to warm up the voice and all. He's such a pro,
exactly,
this guy. Soothers
what
in.
Do you do for work, Kieran?
Oh, you remember me, do you?
Of course we do.
I can't remember what you do for work though, Kieran. What do you do for work?
I work in Knightsbrook Hotel in the stores department there in Trim.
Very nice, Kieran, very nice. Alright, well, welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. This is a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. But if you manage to say a different thing than what I've written down, you win a load of passes to the cinema. I'm going to ask you something like name any shop, Kieran. You're going to hear three beeps. They sound like this. Can you confirm you can hear the three beeps?
I can.
Yay.
Amazing. You answer on the third beep. If you say Tesco and I've Tesco written down, you're out. You're trying to say a completely different thing than what I've written down, and every single one you get right, you will win a cinema pass. Five up for grabs. And if you say something that's not in the category, Kieran, you are also out. You listening, play along wherever you are right now and let us know how you do. Kieran, are you ready for round one?
Oh, I'm ready.
Good luck.
Here we go, Kieran. For one IMC cinema pass, name any app on your phone.
Instagram.
And I have written down Instagram.
No way, you're taking the actual...
No. No, you haven't.
You lose.
You haven't. Good, you haven't.
I'm going to pass my physical sheet.
Show it to the camera as well.
Printed the answers. I will show it to the camera. I will show it to producer Callum.
Yeah.
Instagram is written down.
Oh my God,
one.
Kieran, I don't believe it. Do you want to see how you would have got on anyway with the others?
Nah, go on. If I've lost it, I've lost it. Move on to the next person.
Oh man, I love this energy.
Kieran, I'm curious. We gotta finish it off. I want to see how you would have done. I want to see how many times I would have gotten you out. All right, question two would have been name any Ed Sheeran song.
A-Team.
I swear I nearly wrote down A-Team, but I deleted it and wrote Lego House. So you would have gotten through that one. Round three would have been name any Irish television show.
RTE. A show or a programme?
A show.
Okay, Hardy Books.
And I wrote down Love Hate.
That's a great shout, Kieran.
Round four would have been name any gig venue in Dublin.
Good question.
The O2 Arena. Tree Arena.
It's been a while since you've been at the point, is it, Kieran?
All right, calm down.
And I have written down Marley.
This is why I need the tickets, you see.
And I have written down Marley Park. And then fifth question would have been name any traffic light colour.
Green.
And I wrote down orange.
Oh my God, it would have been grand.
It would have been perfect.
Kieran, good news. Don't worry, we'll sort you with a pair of IMC cinema passes just for being a good sport anyway, okay?
I only need a pair to bring the girlfriend to
the
cinema.
There you go,
anyway.
Perfect,
good man.
Kieran.
You're sorted, okay?
And God bless her, can I just say.
She's already blessed.
Kieran, thanks so much for listening. Have a great day, my man.
Thanks for having me.
Bye. Big fan. Brilliant,
fan.
Kieran. Come back every morning. A lot of legends around lately, isn't
it? Yeah, he's great.
Okay, bit of a disaster and don't say the same thing that Dave's written down this morning, but hey-ho, that's how it goes.
Listen, no disaster for me. I enjoy getting people out.
This guy supported Dermot Kennedy at the Aviva over the last couple of weeks. He sounds so Damien Dempsey in my head.
He's brilliant.
He's from Dublin and he just went and sold out the Olympia to Aaron Rose. Please don't hate me, it's Spin.
Playing all the hits.
Go on and turn it up.
Ain't nobody do it like you.
Spin.
You're a number one
on hit music station.
You've
got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
How's it going? Good morning.
I just wanted, sorry, before we get into anything, I just wanted to correct Alex there on news. That is not a five-word weather. That is four-word weather because hose pipes is one word.
Is it?
Yeah. So he said no hose pipes from Thursday. Hose pipes is one word.
I don't like the term hose pipes because nobody calls them a hose. Who goes, oh, will you get the garden hose pipe there and we'll water the plants? You just call it a hose.
Yeah, true.
Stupid.
Anyway, we do need to bring to your attention the fact that producer Callum was very nice to us this morning.
Really sound.
Really, really.
Really
nice.
Had a character,
he
actually.
He spent €8 on us, guys.
Altogether. Unbelievable.
And do you want to hear what it is he bought us? Bottles.
A brand new water bottle. So the other day I got a new water bottle. I have a plasticky one, which is like, I don't know, made of recycled materials. It's time for me to let go of buying bottles of water and doing the refill.
How many times have we been here?
We've been here a few times, but look, I'm nearly a week in and this is going well. But then I saw producer Callum's new bottle and I thought his was a lot better than mine for multiple reasons, including when I open my bottle, I have to twist it.
Yeah.
And then grand, right?
And it's a sippy lid.
It's a sippy lid, which means potential spillage.
Yes.
A lot. Whereas Callum's bottle is a press a little button there. And all of a sudden, the lid opens. And what are you met with?
A straw revealed.
A straw.
Now, it is very pretentious because I wouldn't be a huge water bottle fan myself. I'd be more like a glass.
You
of
look
water.
Like a gym bro walking around.
Yeah, it's 1,600 milliliters. It's 1.6 litres.
Class.
And it's got those really awful phrases on where it's like, keep going, slay the day.
Yeah, like it has timestamps, doesn't it?
Almost there. But it says like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. I go through one of these bottles during the show.
That's brilliant.
Now,
though.
I'm in the toilet. It seven times during the show.
But I was complimenting his bottle yesterday, saying I think it's a little bit more practical than mine. And what's he do when he go off and get us one?
Very nice.
Then I got a pink one for Emma because she's a girl.
Oh, thanks. And we love stereotypes.
And there was no other colours.
But he didn't get me one of those because I don't like the straw, so he got me a normal, just kind of twist off.
Why don't
off
you one. Like the straw?
I don't know. I think it's because it gives you wrinkles on your lips.
Are you saying all this time that you've had an issue with a straw in a bottle? It's for vanity.
You get wrinkles on the side of your mouth from sucking the straw.
Give me an actual break.
That's why I look like this and you guys look like that.
Nah, I get me lip flip. I'm fine. Tricky 10 in a sec. Hang on. Tricky 10. We play this game twice a day. We want to give away €2,000 and we're dying to do it. It's been actually not the longest we gave away... The grand at the end of May,
yeah.
Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
So June, middle of July, yeah. I'd love it to go, lads.
Well, it'd be very nice, yeah. It'd be very, very nice.
Yeah. Jay is on to give it a go this morning. How are you?
All good. I'm all good.
Jay, are you a little bit nervous because yesterday your girlfriend Lena took on the Tricky 10 and she got a 7 in 55 seconds?
That's pretty good scoring.
Yeah, a little bit nervous is an understatement. Yeah.
Have you been kind of talking about it for the last 24 hours going, you know, I think y'all going to beat you or I think no, there's no chance you'll beat me, that kind of thing?
I wasn't being cocky, I was being confident.
Okay.
I think 7 out of 8 is very good and now I'm kind of panicking a little bit.
Yeah, Lena only answered 8 questions so she did really well, yeah. So you were quietly confident and then you heard her score and went, oh damn it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay,
yeah.
So there's a lot going on here in terms of what's on the line. But yeah, look, before we get to kind of getting into the game, what's your plan this morning after you do this?
I'm actually going back to work. I'm just on a little break now at the moment.
I was
going
to say, you couldn't do the Tricky 10 yesterday. You had to get Lena to do it because you were in work. What do you do for work, Jay?
I am in cargo in the airport.
Lena did tell us that. That's pretty cool.
What's cargo again?
Cargo is like all the stuff that comes off the airplanes.
Okay.
So like suitcases
make sure
and stuff.
Your house.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Parcels and all.
Ah, that's pretty cool. So say, for example, if you like order something from a different country... Like on eBay or something like that.
Gotcha. So you're dealing with customs and all that as well. So
yeah, kind of.
Are you dealing with like FedEx planes and all?
Yeah, all of them. So
you'd be the lads. What's it called? Nothing to declare. You'd be if that was in Ireland, you'd be a big character on
very
that show.
Very cool, Jay. Yeah, I love that.
Okay, here we go, Jay. Wishing you the best of luck, but also I don't know how I feel because I'm also back in Lena here. But look, 55 seconds about to go on the clock. Dave's going to ask you 10 questions, and every answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10. That won't repeat. We can only accept your first answer, but if you don't know an answer. So make sure to give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard on Friday, you'll win a €100 dine in Dublin voucher, which you can use for over 50 restaurants across the city. If you can answer all 10 questions correctly, this is the big one. We're going to give you €2,000 this morning. At the moment, Johnny is top of the leaderboard. He scored a 7 as well, but in a quicker time than Lena at 50.89 seconds. Listen, backing you. Wishing the best of luck, Jay.
Thank you.
All right, let's do this, Jay. Deep breath in. The tricky 10. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. In a deck of cards, how many jokers are there?
2.
What time would Love Island usually air at in the evening?
9 p.m.
If someone was having quintuplets, how many babies would they be giving birth to?
8.
In Star Wars, The Last Jedi is what number episode of the saga?
6.
How many zeros are there in the number 1 million?
6.
How many teams get relegated from the Premier League down to the Championship every season?
3.
Dublin Connolly train station has how many platforms?
2.
In Formula 1, how many drivers score points when finishing a race? How many drivers?
9.
How many fingers does Bart Simpson have on one hand?
4.
Finish the famous Irish phrase, A what, Sharon?
A1, Sharon.
Stop the clock. I'm really proud of that last question.
That's Dave, isn't it? Yeah. A1, Sharon, A1 very good. Sharon.
All right, Jay, how do you think you got on? I've no idea because I was covering the answers.
I think I done terrible, to be honest.
Do you think? Okay.
Yeah.
We've just done the math there. Let's start them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, a score of 6.
She beat you.
She beat you by. She beat you by 1. Jay, I actually think 6.
She'll never let me live that down.
You got 6 out of 10, right? But I will say this. Lena got 7 out of 8 in 55 seconds. You got 6 out of 10 in 48 seconds. That was very quick. Very, very quick.
Probably too quick, some would say. What?
Jay, unbelievable. Well done. 6 out of 10. If it was anyone else, we'd be like, yeah, great score. Do you know what I mean? But because Lena came on yesterday and
she'll
did
be
the
thrilled
business,
now yeah, with that, won't she? She's an electrician. She's probably off at work already herself, is she?
Yeah. She's okay. Never going to let me down now.
We'll just go through the ones that caught you. If someone was having quintuplets, how many babies would they be having? You said 8, which would be absolutely incredible.
That'd
but also
octuplets, yeah,
that would be 5 babies, which is also crazy. Has there ever been? There's been like a couple of occasions, maybe rarely, of 5 babies. In Star Wars The Last Jedi, what number episode of the saga is that? You said 6, the answer is 8. Dublin Connolly train station actually has 7 platforms. It's the busiest railway station in Dublin and Ireland, rather than 2. And finally, in Formula 1, how many drivers score points when finishing a race? You said 9, you were very close, the answer was 10. That's all that caught you.
Jay, not bad at all. I hope you had fun, did you?
I had great fun, yeah.
Good, I'm so glad. Have a fantastic day and mind my packages,
and
right?
As well, folks. Thank you very
See
much.
See you later.
Good luck, bro.
Have a good day. Thank
bye,
you.
Bye, bye. So we're exactly halfway through the week and in terms of the Tricky 10, halfway through as well. We've 5 games played, 5 games to go by Friday. Can you win the 2 grand? Top the leaderboard, James, or Johnny, should I say, sorry, in 7... got a 7 in 50.89 seconds. Can you do the business? Well, WhatsApp us right now. The word tricky to 087-711-1038. I need to tell you a story now. Story time. I was off last Friday and I was off Monday because I was on my annual island trip. Myself, my family and family friends have started this 5 years ago, doing a long weekend on a different Irish island. This year we went to Inishbofin off the coast of Galway. Stunning island. I know I was talking about it at the show yesterday.
There's only so many ways I can hear about new places in Ireland, like, that I've never heard of, and it's usually from you going to them.
Yeah.
I've never in my life heard of Inishbofin.
We were saying yesterday, it's a great idea for a stag or a hen or whatever, just going with your friends to an island for the weekend.
Can I ask a question, Callum? In England, a boffin is something, isn't it? Is it like a tech person, like a smart person?
Yeah, yeah.
Or be known as a boffin.
Yeah, like a nerd.
Yes. Yeah. It would be a boffin.
I think Inishbofin's named after, like, it's called, and don't ask me why, I really should have done my research, but it's known as like the Isle of the White Cow for some reason or other. It's where Cromwell set up a long, long time ago. Anyway, Saturday morning, this is where we get into story time. I let myself down in a massive way and kind of shocked myself with my cowardice. We got up early, myself and Jack, we'd slept really well, and we said we'd bring the dog Seamus for a stroll because he was with us and dying to get out. My niece was up and about already as well. She's only 7, so she's awake, excited since the crack of dawn. So we said, let's all go off for a stroll. And we were obviously only after arriving on the island the day before, hadn't explored too much, so took a turn to the left rather than the right to suss out what was going on down that direction.
And paint a picture, was it all trees? Was it all...
No, it was... beautiful. So like really kind of rocky, really islandy. You look down to the right, there's a lake full of lily pads.
Amazing.
You come up over the top of a hill. These are tiny country roads, very Connemara. You know, you can imagine the walls.
Yeah.
You get up to the top of the hill of on a road that really was designed for a horse and trap, really skinny.
Okay.
And you look down, you see the sea. And it's just like, this is stunning. stunning. The sun was coming up. It was beautiful. And I said, because I'm from Dublin and Seamus the dog is never off a lead, apart from if it's in the dog park, is there ever an opportunity to let a dog off a lead when you're on an island and there's no one around at 8 o'clock in the morning? I think this might be a good time to do it.
Good
let
shout.
Him have a little roam around.
I would do the same thing, but as we all know, my dog's dead.
He just doesn't let me mention Seamus without making me feel bad about having an alive dog.
I just feel a shitty notice.
Yeah. So we're strolling down the road. Seamus is with us, happy out. He's not going off too far, sniffing around. He's delighted. We're all happy out. And all of a sudden, about a mile into the walk, Florence is getting tired. She's on Jack's back at this stage. Seamus disappears, the dog.
Okay.
And we kind of go, where's he gone now? I hope he's not got into a field or whatever. There was no one around, no livestock in a field, so I was happy enough. So yeah, we were calling Seamus, Seamus, Seamus. Oh, all of a sudden we turn a little corner and what's running towards us? Only a hen. And I mean, it was chicken run. This hen was absolutely sprinting up the road towards us going, ca-caw, ca-caw, ca-caw.
Oh no.
Flapping its wings, probably culled, and legging it at 100 miles an hour. And I just went, oh no, Jack! Oh no! So we turn a corner and lo and behold, Seamus has ran into loads of free-range chickens and was running around after them like it was a game of tag with your friends. I went into, I mean, the panic started in my lower belly and came to my throat, right? I freaked out. I called Florence and I was like, Florence, don't look, don't look. Jack, please deal with that. I can't deal with that. No.
What was happening? Was it carnage?
Like, is he after going in and like doing mass murder on loads of farmers' chickens? What are we going to do? We're going to be kicked off the island. We need to replace the chicken. I was in utter panic mode. But I took Florence, like, shielded her from the situation. She was like, I'm grand, Emma. You know what I mean? Like, down a hedge, like, being like, don't look, don't look, don't look. And Jack was in, chasing our dog around a farmer's field, trying to catch him. He, at one point, had a chicken in his mouth.
Oh, my God. But, like, not biting it, just,
no,
like, carrying
thank
it?
Thank God, not biting it.
How do you do that?
Like, thinking, like, oh, this is, like, a toy I can play with.
Oh,
do you know
my
what I mean?
God.
Oh, my God, the panic I was.
He had a chicken in his mouth.
He had a chicken
by the
in
neck.
His mouth. I don't even know how. I didn't witness it. Jack just told me because I wasn't looking.
Oh,
I couldn't
my God.
Look. And I said, are they injured? Is there any injuries? He went around checking on all the chickens. Like, the chickens were grand.
Where but is then the farmer? I was like, where is Mother Hen?
I was like, are all the chickens okay? Is everyone fine? The chickens obviously got a fright. But then I had to be like, when it was all resolved and sorted, Seamus was back on a lead, never to be off a lead again in his whole life. I had to go back up the road to chase the chicken that had run up the road to try and get that back to its friends.
Stop.
So I was herding this chicken back down to
it's
its friends.
Fine now, the war's over.
Everything's okay. I'm so sorry. The guilt was immeasurable. And then the jokes all weekend. Anytime anyone bought chicken or was getting chicken for dinner, it was like, oh, there's one Seamus got earlier.
Oh, my God.
I was like, no.
That's terrifying. So
terrifying.
No farmer came out.
No. There was no one around. There was no one in the house. We knocked in. There was no one around.
Wow.
But we did a count check and everything thankfully was okay. But I got a rude awakening. Oh, two things.
Unless he ate three before you got there.
We would have seen them. They were in their own little area. So thank God.
Did he
God.
Seem full?
Did he have his brekkie that morning or was he fuzzed? But the way I reacted, absolute cowardice.
It was shock, obviously, was
shock.
It?
Absolute shock. I couldn't believe it. Normally I'd be someone who can like hold your hands up, be accountable. You made a big mistake. You're a fool, Emma. You're a fool.
As a boxer, you would have thought you would have known what you do with fight or flight, but it turns out she flights.
I flight so hard, man.
That's
I can't
so
deal
funny.
With a situation like that. Jack was like, what was that? I was like, I don't know. I just panicked. I was like, save the children. Don't let her be seen if there's
That's
a massacre.
So
but thank God there was no massacre to be had. Anyway, I'm a big coward. Never leave your dog off lead, folks. That's
a bit of crack, though, so.
I was telling a story, God, I let myself down over the weekend on an island trip. I had the dog with me, thought, hey, if there's anywhere you can leave the dog off the lead, might be here, then there's no one around. We were going for a walk at 8 o'clock in the morning. Lo and behold, walk around a corner, chickens everywhere. Not a good vibe. It was like chicken run, running around the poor chickens in a panic after the dog.
But let's not lose our heads, ladies. Lose our heads.
Whenever I seem to mention the dog Seamus on the show, or Fiona when she mentions her dog Danish, Dave can't let it go without dropping in the fact that he once had a family dog called Charlie, who sadly passed away, RIP.
Yeah, Charlie's not with us anymore, sorry. Yeah. It's a real shame.
Yeah, everyone's starting to notice what you're doing here. This is Lisa.
Dave, I volunteer at a dog rescue that I'm running Dublin Marathon for, and you're welcome to come down and hang out with the dogs and come on a walk with us one of the days if you want.
Thank you so much. Well,
there
That's
you go.
Such a nice voice note. Do you know who can't voice note? Charlie, because he's dead.
He's also a dog.
Dublin travel. He was a dog.
You get it right.
Can't. Now he's an angle in the sky. A little angle.
He's running around on the in the farm
in the
sky. Yeah,
in
yeah. It is 8:32. Cooler start, but going to be a lovely afternoon with highs of 21 degrees.
This is how I deal with grief, okay? Through humour.
Watch what happens here. My dog, Seamus.
Mine's dead. What have you, Charlie?
It is 7:32. What's the crack on the roads, Alex?
Morning. The Nace Road inbound is busy
for now, though. Do you know, over the last couple of weeks, I've been learning a lot about myself, the things I can do and the things I can wear, mainly jerseys, because obviously I was telling you over the last couple of weeks that I am from Meath. I was born in Louth. My family are all from Finglas. Some of them are from Cork. And I just didn't know what jersey I could wear. So I've been wearing a Dublin jersey because I live in Dublin and I kind of would consider myself half Dublin, all that kind of stuff.
Dave was having quite an identity crisis.
I was.
And we put it to a vote in the show. Everyone said, nah, man, you can't be wearing a Dublin jersey. Wear a Meath jersey. But he's just been doing it anyway.
Yeah, I have. But when Meath are playing, I will wear a Meath jersey.
Of
when
course.
Dublin are playing, I will wear a Dublin jersey.
Fair
it's
enough.
As simple as that. And if Meath are playing Dublin, I will go for Meath. It's as simple as that.
But here's the question I have, because you know what's happening in the building on Friday.
Yes.
Okay, so in the building on Friday, they're having...
I'm nervous.
County Colours Day.
I don't think I can possibly get away with anything on Friday during County Colours Day. If I wear a Meath jersey, all I will get is, thought you were a Dub. And if I wear a Dublin jersey, you're not from Dublin, you're from Meath. That's all that will happen. So, I was out on Saturday night.
Okay.
And I went on to eBay. And I bought a crossover jersey.
You didn't.
Of Meath and Dublin.
I thought that you said that that gives you the ick.
I forgot about that in the moment.
Okay. Oh,
and
thought you were
I was out and I was on it. Mm. And I thought this would be hilarious, right? And so I was shown to Pippa. Pippa was all for it because obviously Pippa's a Dub and Pippa was like, yeah, that's a bit of crack.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
And did you do that kind of deliberately for County Colours Day?
Yes.
Okay,
I was
good.
Doing it for County Colours Day this Friday because I don't have I only have a Dublin jersey.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But I do have a Meath jersey coming, I think. However, I was thinking, oh, great, I'll do that. And then I showed it to everyone in the pub. And they were like, that's the worst thing I've ever seen.
A bit of a colour clash there as well, isn't there?
Dublin and
Meath,
the green
the
and
colours,
blue, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, what? No, it's a bit of crack. It's funny. Like, I swear to God, I opened my eyes on Sunday morning, reached for my phone, pulled up my emails, cancelled the order, put my phone down, went back to sleep. It was the first thing I did. I literally woke up. I was like, I cannot believe I've
done
that.
I
like to say I'm a proud Meath man. There's no way in hell I could ever say I'm a proud Meath man if I'm wearing that jersey. I thought it would be funny in the moment. I immediately regretted it.
I see, this is the thing for County Colours Day. The only kind of top I have is like a very much a replica of a Dublin jersey, but it's not designed to be. It just is an Adidas top that I have for like the gym and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it has like it's the exact same colour scheme as a Dublin jersey. What's your plan, Callum?
So I have a Dublin jersey. I have
If I can't wear a Dublin jersey, surely he's not allowed to wear a Dublin jersey.
I moved here from the UK in 2017 and I've lived in Dublin all my life, 5 years, nearly 10 years. 2017.
Are you 9 years in Dublin?
Nine years.
I definitely don't think that that's fair. If an English man can come over here and wear a Dublin jersey but I can't with my whole family being from here, that's not fair.
But I have another option.
Yeah.
Oh good.
I support and I've spoken about it on the show. I support the football team Nottingham Forest.
Yes.
They are my local team. I've supported them from when I was born,
yeah,
basically.
But that's in England.
It's an English jersey. It's an English Premier League team. But it's County Colours Day. It's representing the county where you're from and the county you support. I'm in two minds whether to wear that. Because I've the Dublin jersey and I can bring the Dublin jersey. But then I'm like, could I wear the Forest shirt,
no!
Or is it a little bit like showy offy? I want to be different.
Do you know
at
what?
The Brit in the room.
I have to say this, right? This is what I have to say. Having taken everything from this conversation
over the last few weeks,
there's one thing I will never do, and it's tell someone what jersey they can't wear. So I will 100% welcome you wearing
a forest jersey. Dave.
What is your county in England?
It's Nottinghamshire.
And Nottinghamshire doesn't have like a jersey.
No, because there's not. There's no.
But
like,
they don't have colours or a flag or anything.
This is like very much ahead of the All-Ireland final. This is GAA themed. That you're wearing a Premier League jersey for county colours.
But he doesn't have a county. I will never tell a person what jersey they can't wear. I say wear it, Callum.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Wear your Dublin jersey, a mad thing. You do support Dublin.
I will say, I don't think he can wear a Dublin. No, I won't ever tell someone they can't wear a Dublin. They can wear whatever jersey they want.
Let's just put it out then. For County Colours Day in the office on Friday, can Callum wear a Nottingham Forest Premier League jersey?
They didn't stipulate whether it had to be Irish county. It can be Nottinghamshire.
Show your county colours.
But surely it's about the GAA. No?
It's county colours.
I don't know.
That's what we're sticking to.
Can Callum wear it? A Notts Forest jersey.
Nottingham Forest,
not Notts Forest.
Can people not say that? No, is that not cool?
It's a different team.
Yeah. Oh, sugar! I never knew that. Get in touch and let us know. Send a voice note over. So it is County Colours Day in the office on Friday. And Dave, here on the show over the last few weeks, has been chatting about the fact that he's a Meath man, but he's got loads of family in Dublin, spent loads of time here, having a little bit of an identity crisis, I suppose.
Yeah, basically the Dubs don't want me and the Meath people don't want me. It's very hard. Does anyone want me?
But things are getting even more complicated now because we were chatting about what jersey we might sport on Friday, and producer Callum, talk about Spanner in the Works, says, no, I'm going to wear my Nottingham Forest Premier League jersey because that's the county I'm from.
I'm all for this. I don't believe anyone should ever tell someone what jersey they can and can't wear.
That's only because the vote didn't suit you a few weeks ago.
I would never do this to someone.
I do have a Dubs jersey. I've lived here nearly 10 years, so I do have one, but I was like, if it's about being proud of where you're from, that's where I'm from. I'm from Nottingham. I support Nottingham Forest.
I know, but my issue is this is a GAA
Emma's
thing.
Emma's like, this is not about being proud of where you're from. Yeah. Emma's from Waterford. She's not proud of it.
No, if Waterford were in the All-Ireland, you may be sure I'd be all over it. But no, this is about the GAA, Callum. It's the All-Ireland football final on Sunday.
Okay.
So we were asking this morning, can Callum rock the Premier League Nottingham Forest jersey, or should he just rock his Dublin one? Come on. Here's Holly.
Absolutely, he can wear a Nottingham Forest jersey. Oh. 100%. Mm-hmm. It's your own colours.
Okay.
Thank you, Holly. To be honest, not going to lie, wasn't expecting that.
No, neither was I.
Was not expecting that at all.
It just thought it'd be you and Callum fighting a good fight in the corner today. This is Luke then.
Callum, it's not every day where I will tell an English man to wear an English jersey, but I'd much prefer you wear your Nottingham Forest jersey over a Dublin jersey.
Luke, don't be so rude.
Isn't this very funny?
He can totally wear the Dublin jersey. He's been here 10 years.
This is really what people can tell, that Callum chooses the voice notes that we play out. Because they're all agreeing with
him. There are texts totally against him. Darren said, it's GAA colours. Absolutely cannot wear a soccer jersey. That is blasphemy. And Laura said, no way, Callum. And I love Laura's very serious. She followed up with another message. GAA only. Get with it or get lost. What do you think there, Dean? Can Callum wear the Dublin jersey? Or can he wear the Nottingham Forest jersey, I should say?
No, you can't wear that now. Yeah, now Nottingham Forest are brutal to him. So you're going to be getting a Shell jersey on him.
The only reason he can't is because it's Nottingham Forest, but he could wear a Shell's jersey.
Okay, Shell's jersey, no problem. Yeah.
In fairness, I live in Santry, and Shell's would be my local team.
But that makes sense.
Yeah, but
get yourself a Shell's jersey.
Then wouldn't the argument be county colours, GAA, why are you wearing a Shell's jersey when you could wear a Dublin jersey?
Mm. It's still got to be better.
I think you'll be let away with that because most of the Dublin love Shell's. All
right. That's a fair point, Dean.
Thank you, Dean.
Yeah.
See you later.
So you're going to get a crossover jersey. You're going to get a Nottingham Forest, Dublin and Shells jersey.
Imagine like getting that. I think that would be sacrilege. But you know what I'm going to do? What I'm going to do is I think for the show on Friday morning, 7 till 10, I wear the Forest jersey.
Okay.
And then 10 o'clock when the picture comes around, I'll bring the Dublin jersey out, switch it around.
Mm. Like that.
What we need to do is find the biggest Dublin and get people to grant these Dublin passports so that people can all be in agreement. Pass a certain quiz.
The Dubs will be like Trump on that. Nobody's getting a passport. No one's allowed in. For now, though, the tricky 10. This is where we ask you 10 questions. Hopefully you get them all right. If you do, you win $2,000. On to play is Kieran now. Is it Kieran with a C or with a K?
With a C.
With a C. Okay, we already had one with a K on. And that annoys me. I'm not going to lie. I prefer your one. Now, there is obviously a stipulation with that as well, because I used to live with a Kieran with a C, but he wasn't Kieran. He was Kieran. Oh. And that just
I suppose I'm technically Ciarán as well.
Are you Ciarán? I think that's a bit too attention seeking.
Ah,
to be honest.
Come on,
it's Ciarán. Let's call yourself Ciarán.
Nice little fun on the last day there.
Where are you from, Ciarán?
Maynooth,
very nice. And what's planned for you for the day?
A bit of relaxing now. Bring the dog for a walk in a bit.
Probably so you're off, are you?
I am.
This is great.
Just a random day off.
Random day off.
Happy
just
beans.
Just going to college now, so I'm enjoying summer.
Brilliant.
Good for you.
That's very nice. And Ciarán, so you're going to bring the dog for a walk. You're listening on the radio in the car, the kitchen, your iPod.
Where out in the back garden at the moment.
Very iPod, nice. He says.
I don't really know what happened there. I don't know why I said
2004.
iPod. Yeah, I think it is. All right, Ciarán, nice one. Pretty. We appreciate you listening.
Can I ask you, what do you do in college then?
Economics.
Smart boy.
Too smart for us. Mm-hmm. Too smart for us.
Enough for the tricky town.
You will never work in radio, Ciarán. Thank God, says you. Okay, Ciarán, welcome on in to the tricky 10. How do you do when you play this game? Do you what's the highest score you've ever gotten?
Probably about a 7, I'd say. Mediocre enough.
Very nice. All right, let's see if the questions suit you this morning. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, so if you don't know the answer, make sure and give it a guess. Don't pass it. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a €100 Dine in Dublin voucher, which you can use for an over 50 restaurants. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you €2,000. Emma's going to ask your questions. Currently on top of the leaderboard is Johnny. He scored 7 in 50.89 seconds. We're rooting for you, Ciarán. The very best of luck.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. A typical bungalow would have how many floors?
1.
How many options do you have to choose from when you use your 50-50 lifeline on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
4.
In the film Dodgeball, the TV channel the Dodgeball Tournament is on is ESPN what?
8.
How many full-time presenters of The Late Late Show has there been in total?
4.
The Dublin Houston train station has how many platforms?
7.
The name of a popular Dublin acai and coffee shop is called 10 what?
6.
A basketball team consists of how many players per side?
5.
In Star Wars The Force Awakens is what number episode of the saga?
7.
How many counties are there in the province of Munster?
6.
All right. Ciarán, how'd you get on? How do you think you got on?
4 enough, I'd say. I got about 5 or 6.
5 or 6 would be pretty, I'd be pretty happy with that. If you answered only 9 questions. All right, so what are we saying? What's your number? You're putting 5, you're putting 6. What do you think?
Put 6 on it.
All right, let's do the maths and top them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Woo!
You were spot on. It was 6 out of 9 answered. Ciarán, how do you feel about that?
I've been disappointed.
Sure. Are you? You said the highest you've ever gotten is like a 7, so that's pretty average. That's pretty standard for you.
I know, but I suppose deep down in all of us, we all have that hope of today's the day I'm going to do it.
I know there is there's going to be one question he's kicking himself over. So let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. How many options do you have to choose from when you use your 50-50 lifeline and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Your 50-50 lifeline?
Yeah.
Oh, 2.
2. You said 4. But
so they removed 2 of the 4, don't they? Yeah.
Dublin Houston train station has how many platforms? You said 7, but the answer was 9.
There's
can I ask about this? Because on the 8 o'clock hour, we did Dublin Connolly train station has how many platforms? Yep. And it was 7. And you put in the red, it's the busiest railway station in Dublin and Ireland.
It would be busier because it has the dot.
Interesting. But there's more platforms in Houston.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very
That's
good.
Interesting.
Okay, and the name of the popular Dublin acai and coffee shop is called 1010. Not 10-6, unfortunately.
That's literally all that caught you. There's 3 questions. That's it.
Not bad at all, Ciarán. Yeah. I hope you can hold your head up high. You did very, very well and have a fantastic day doing nothing.
Enjoy the day off. Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your summer as well.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay. If you would like to play tomorrow, then message us. It's just the word tricky. That's all you need to send us on 087-711-1038. And we play after 8 and after 9. So if after 9 doesn't suit you, maybe 8 does better or vice versa, let us know. 6 games through the week, 4 to go. Will someone take the €2,000 by Friday?
This is the week. I can feel it in my bones.
We live in hope. Dave, I am really proud of you, man.
Are you? What have I done?
I'm really proud of you. Over the last few months, Dave has been talking about his new life outside of work and outside of his girlfriend and outside of his housemates. He's been golfing.
I have.
And I always thought he was lying.
that I was in golf.
I was like, he's full of it now. Go away out of that. As if that fella's gone out doing 20,000 steps around a golf course on a Thursday. Don't believe a word of it. He probably went out and did 10 minutes and came home again. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Just didn't really suit your character
that's
in my head.
That's a fair outlook to have, I think.
However, now we have proof that Dave actually has been golfing and even has golf clothes.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
Dave has teamed up with a guy. Tell us more about this situation, about the guy you're doing a few videos with.
Yeah, so I was telling him on Friday that I was going out to play golf with the guy called Jim, and he works for an app. He's made an app called Backpin, and it's kind of like a social, it's kind of a social golf thing, app. Okay. For societies can go and play on it, and there's different challenges on it. And
cool,
things
good
like
for
that.
Him.
And it has like golf courses built into it, and it's a very cool app.
Okay. And
so he's doing a bit of content on his own Instagram, which is back_pin. And it's basically just like challenge me to three. So you go and you play against him in three holes and okay. You see how we do.
So the videos are starting to be published now. There's part one, part two, part three. I think part two just dropped this morning.
Yeah.
But when I saw this video yesterday, not only was I like, look at Dave in his little glove and his little hat.
If you want to see it.
Look at him in his golf gear.
You can go on to back_pin on Instagram and you can see me in my little golf clothes.
So cute.
So, like you've got a polo shirt and it is tucked into your little chino shorts.
Yeah. Do you remember when we just met him and he was in his little Adidas tracksuit pants? Yeah. He's come a long way, our boy.
I was a little yup bro.
Yeah.
On the e-scooter. Yeah. Vaping hand, e-scooter, tracksuit. And now look at him.
I was
Dave
such a yup bro.
He walked into Spain in 2022 with his... with his last Mary in hand and trying to like leave a scooter somewhere around the building without getting caught, and now he's out doing his golf. So cute. So I was watching this video yesterday and I actually was like so impressed. This is kind of the setup of the video.
Backpin Jim here. So we're in Rogan Sound again. The weather is lovely. We're on the fourth hole today. We have a new challenger for the Challenge Meet with Tree. We have Dave Hammond.
What's
the OTA? Welcome, buddy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Look at him, the guest star of the video.
I'm so excited. I've never been a guest on anything before.
Would you be able?
Do you have a handicap?
I don't. I've only played for 3 months. So, but I'm loving it. I have got the bug, but I don't have a handicap. I've put in one card.
Right. Well,
so I'm hoping to get put in another two and then I'll finally.
Right. The second he said he's only played for 3 months, I'm under serious pressure now.
What I loved about Jim as well is he really went all out for his guest.
I'm actually in the Spin 103A colours today.
I love it. Now, this
he
is.
Did, he wore a pink, top and he said he went home to his wife and he just bought it and the wife was like, eh.
What I like about this is Dave is speaking just ever so slightly differently in this.
Yeah. I noticed that as well, but do you notice, I do that, and I know Terrence from Talk and B would always say, never trust someone who changes their accent, but my accent changes depending on who I'm talking to. So when I'm talking to my friend Megan's Michael, like her fella Michael, he's from Ranelagh, I'll talk very properly.
Will you?
And then as soon as I go to like my family in North Dublin or whatever, or as soon as I'm around Jim, apparently in Backpin Jim, my accent just changes slightly. Mm. It's weird and I hate it.
It's more like, I wouldn't say that you're mashing him, but you're kind of going, you're trying to be a bit cooler.
I don't know what it is, but like my friend will come home from Belfast and I'll be like that. Yeah.
Guys, I go back to Waterford for the weekend and I come back up and it's like I've spoken totally
differently. Isn't it so funny?
It's like if you talk around your friends, it's natural. You want to get in the vibe of
it's
them.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do it.
But this is the thing. If you watch the video, you realise Dave is really good.
Oh, what a shot. Oh, I know her.
Jim is like, I'm not having this. Now, I want to play you a clip of all the things in this video that I don't understand.
Okay.
So all the things that you went on about that made me just scratch my head because I haven't a notion.
Oh, no. Four left. I'm going to take a pitch and wedge, obviously, but I'm going to need to change the face of the club. Open face, kind of see if I can get it higher because I need to get over that bunker there. Yeah. Don't worry, I'll duff it this hole.
It's 180 into the wind, I think.
Terrible drive. Have a hybrid in hand.
What the hell is going on there? Honestly, you could be speaking any language under the sun.
This is a great
four
idea.
Four left, pigeon wedge, open face, duff it. 180 into the wind, hybrid in hand. What does be going on at all?
Right, well, I've got to run you through each of them.
Okay, great.
Go on.
Four left.
It's what you shout when your ball has gone too far to the left and you might hit another person. So you go four left or four right.
Oh, so it's when you shout four, because we all
it's
know when you shout.
It's not number four. It's
F-O-R-E.
Yeah, because when you shout four, that's a big common thing in golf. You shout four when you've hit a wonky ball.
Yeah, and you think it's going to go and hit
But someone. I didn't know about left or right.
Four left or right,
that's
yeah.
very friendly.
Pigeon wedge.
Pitching, not pigeon. Pitching.
Okay.
So you pitch up the ball, like, just get a little bit higher.
Open face.
So instead of the club facing like... out straight, you kind of point it up towards the sky so you get the ball higher.
Gotcha. Duff it.
Kind of like hit your driver into the ground by accident. So you're going to make the ball go terribly.
You made a mistake.
Not very far at all.
Okay. 180 into the wind.
So that's 180 yards and the wind is facing you. So the wind is blowing the ball back to you. So you have to hit it hard.
Gotcha.
But you have to hit 180 yards.
Hybrid in hand.
Hybrid is a club and it's kind of like a rescue club. So if you might have messed up your shot, you'd use a rescue.
Perfect. Now I would like to play you because I'm such a golf person myself because I'm a very, very big supporter of my friend Dave's new.
I'm so uncomfortable that this video is being played on the radio even though I'm in the video.
These are the things in the video I did understand. Is everyone ready?
Go on. Pass the shot.
There's a little lady board there. It's gone all the way towards the tree. Oh, that's the shot.
That's all. Out of the whole two videos I watched, that's all I understood.
There's a lady bird there.
There's a little lady board there.
And that's it. Go check it out. What's his name again on Instagram?
Back_pin. It's an app you can check out. His name is Jim and he's very, very sound. And if you want, he might challenge you to three.
He might challenge me to three. I won't know what's going on. He'll look really good then, won't he?
Pep Guardiola.
Mm.
Leaving Man City after 10 years.
Is he?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Wow. Was
he fired?
No, he was just leaving. He's had like the best 10 years.
That's amazing.
Ever. So he's
because normally when you hear about a football manager leaving, you're like, oh, that is fair. But that's cool that he went on his own terms.
He's leaving on his own terms. City fans will probably be very upset to see him go. He has been absolutely fantastic. But because obviously he's leaving on such a good note, they're going to auction off some of the stuff that's in his office.
Oh, cool.
Which I think is quite cool. So
for charity or for money?
For charity. So when you go onto this website, it kind of gives you like a virtual office tour, so you can click around the office and see random things.
That's cool.
And you can click the thing you can see in the office and be like, how much is that? And I think it's pretty cool. So all proceeds going to Manchester City's official registered charity, City in the Community. And there's a couple of cool things. There's a couple of crap things.
Okay.
But say, for example, for £566 currently, Pep's whistle. Like a referee's whistle.
That's pretty cool. You'd get that framed, wouldn't you?
That's the whistle. How could you get it framed?
You'd probably get it like, you know, in a standout frame, and have it pinned to something
on like a shelf or something.
I think that'd be whopper. Yeah.
I also think I'd use it all the time. I think it'd be really, really cool.
He
has a coffee cup set for £566 as well. So these are all things you can auction on, so you can bid on them.
Can I say something that's really cringe? I was quite bad at sport when I was a kid, but I always thought that if I got the ball after Clodagh, this girl in my class at school was fantastic at sport, right? She was brilliant. And if I touched the ball after Clodagh did, I'd think that it would give me a bit of power. So I wonder would people spend that kind of money being like,
oh, I see what you mean.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
to like touch
like,
the
like in
thing
the movie
that,
Like Mike where he wears the Michael Jordan's runners.
Now I was about 8 at the time, but you got my point.
I'm with you. You can buy Pep's incense collection for £1,294.
The stress of the game, he's coming back
honestly,
lighting incense.
I can't believe this, but for £817 you can buy Pep's note collection.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, Michael Carrick, if you could bid on that, actually, that'd be great. You can buy a little trinket set, which includes a turtle or a tortoise and like what looks like a parachute. Those little things, like and a stone, all things that you might have had on this desk.
No clean desk policy at Man City
exactly,
then, eh?
£744. You can get a Pep signed photo 3-pack for £295. Then there's a load of like a picture collage for £572. Another photo, framed photo. And these are all kind of the cheapest thing is £52 currently at a bid, and it's a James Trafford framed photo. Yeah, and then it kind of goes up. Like you can get a Colo Touré and Erling Haaland framed photo for £97, but that's just the bid currently.
Yeah,
it's
good value. Like
they're not
as
signed
it
or anything.
They're not signed. Some of the things aren't signed, but like there's other things you can get, like Pep's manager's jacket.
Oh,
like that is decent. Cool.
That is
cool. £2,242.
I'd say that'll go for like nice. 10, 15.
Yeah, probably will. Pep's training shirt, £793. His quarter zip training top is £1,536. And his training jacket is just under a grand. But this one is the most expensive item. It's Erling Haaland's 100 Premier League goals ball.
Oh, wow.
So it's the ball he got when he got 100 goals.
Why are they
goals.
Giving that away?
Yeah,
he's not
he
gone anyway.
It?
Apparently, it was obviously in his office on display.
Just hanging around. God, they really don't. These trinkets are these big awards that they give people. No one actually gives a monkey about them, do they? Just lying around.
$5,778 or pounds it currently is at. But do you know what's funny? And I was thinking of you, Callum. You can also buy Pep's office chair. I'd say it's very good lumbar support. £2,270. And Pep's lamp. For £516, which looks like something you'd buy in IKEA.
Gonna get the company card out. We're gonna be buying all of
pencils.
Yeah, can we just bid on something for the crack? For history.
For the crack, yeah. I want the notes folder. See what's going on there. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.